Hello.
Hello.
What up?
I'm having technical difficulties.
Oh, Spotify.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I think it has something to do with the headphones, maybe.
Oh, okay. I don't use them.
Yeah, I'm trying to get supreme audio quality here.
Oh.
So, I don't know if it makes. Do you hold it up to your ear like you're talking on the phone?
No.
Oh, it's like loud. Oh, well, welcome back to the podcast. We've only been away for a couple of days.
Had a short week.
Short week. That's what I titled this on my notebook. Short week.
Oh, we're the same.
Yeah.
So, it has gone by fast. It's already Friday.
Well, it's actually Thursday.
Well, but it'll be Friday soon.
Yeah.
Got a busy weekend coming up.
Yep. You're on kid duty.
Man, am I?
Yeah. Doesn't seem like you'll get to have much naps.
Yeah, I'm gonna nap. I'm gonna nap when the babies nap.
Yeah, don't they take like a 3 hour nap? That's a long time.
They do at their house. I don't know what they can do over here.
Imagine taking a 3 hour nap.
I would wake up so tired.
Yeah, you would wake up like weird.
Yeah.
Like when you're sick and you still sleep all day. Well, that's because you're sick, but like you're still tired.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't make you feel rested.
Yeah. The best 3 hour nap I ever had, and I think it was more than 3 hours, is I had a colonoscopy. And so they give you
Hot.
fentanyl, like the Michael Jackson drug, and then they do the procedure, and then you're kind of, they let you wake up and stuff, but you're still groggy. And so I was starving. We went to eat at IHOP, went home, and took a nap. I swear, for 5 hours. That was the best nap ever. So, anyway, that was a good nap.
Next time I get a colonoscopy.
Ask for the fentanyl. It's good stuff.
How come you only have to get colonoscopies when you get to be old?
I guess, like everything else, it starts to break down.
So
I
there's
don't
no chance of you having whatever is wrong with you when you're young?
Well, it's colon cancer. There is a chance, but I think it's that kind of cancer. It's like it's just from wear and tear of, and usage,
Bad.
bad food. Yeah.
Wear and
So,
tear.
yeah.
Huh. Too
And
real.
kids get cancer, but usually a kid's cancer is like leukemia, or there's different things. Anyway, but yeah, so I might get a 3 hour nap. Doubt
Yeah.
it. Anyway, so short week. It's gonna be a long weekend, but we'll have fun.
Yeah.
You're gonna come help me, right?
Maybe, but I can always leave.
You won't leave. You're spending the night. Bring your sleeping bag.
No, I don't like getting woken up in the middle of the night.
I'm going to make Sawyer go sleep with you.
Oh, that would be so cute.
I think she's the one that's going to wake up if she does.
Yeah.
So,
Well, did you get any chances to watch any TV?
I did, but I just realized I knew I hadn't watched everything. I don't have New York.
Oh, well, let's talk about it. I'll tell you what happened.
Okay, I'm gonna watch it though, but they still at the clam bake, right?
Yeah, well, you can watch it, but we have to talk about it on the podcast.
I know, go ahead.
Yes, they're at the clam bake. Ramona showed up and she wasn't invited.
Right. What color are her
And
shoes? Because she was making a big deal about her shoes.
Her shoes?
Yeah, it's like, does she have like these bright
yellow... I didn't see anything about her shoes.
Shoes. Oh, okay. All right. That was when she was dressed.
Yeah, I don't know. I watch it and I do like 20 other things, so I don't study it as hard as you.
Yeah, I like to watch everything.
That's why I watch reality TV. That's why I don't watch things like the Game of Thrones, because I don't have time to pay attention.
Yeah.
So anyways, they're at the clam bake, and Luann's pissed that Ramona came. Yeah. And Ramona comes in with her crazy eyes, and they're all making fun of her because she has crazy eyes. So they're mean. I mean, she does have crazy eyes, but, like, that's making fun of something that is not, like, that's not making fun of her character. You can make fun of somebody's character. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I thought that was, like, her character, because she gets all crazy when she does her eyes like that.
I think that's just the way her eyes look.
Oh, I think it's, like, when she gets all...
Well, Bethany's making fun of her. And they decide, you know, Luann's like, well, let's just squash this out right now, Ramona. And Ramona's like, no, I don't want to do it right now. This is whatever that other girl's name is. This is her party.
Is it Barbara?
Yeah. And I don't want to do it right now. And so Luann was like, fine, then leave my sight. So they don't fight, but they don't talk to each other. And then they decide that since Dorinda wasn't allowed to come, they're only going to stay for 30 minutes. And so whenever
they were supposed to set an alarm.
Yeah, so whenever they're leaving for 30 minutes, Barbara says, like, y'all can take some food or whatever, you know, just to be nice. And Ramona, like, packs a bag with, like, 3 lobsters and takes a to-go bag of lobsters. And so they're all saying how cheap she is and how she's taking, like, not a to-go, you know, not, like, it's just a rude way of taking to-go food.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're all teasing her and stuff. And but the best line of the night was Ramona says, she said, Barbara wasn't really my type of girl. She's just a little bit more masculine. So we just don't get along. I think she knows that that's insulting, but it's like she says it like it wouldn't be insulting.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then once they get back, Dorinda was like, man, I didn't even get time to take a bubble bath yet, because she was wanting to have some alone time.
Yeah. And was so worried about her being alone.
Yeah. And so that's pretty much all that I can recall. I mean, oh, and then they leave to go somewhere else, you know, like they go home after the clam bakes and all that.
Yeah.
Like back to the city. Oh, and then. Yeah. And then the episode ends that they're going to another party, and Dorinda is going to confront Luann at the party, because all Luann wanted her to do was apologize for the heckling of Giovanni.
Yeah.
And Barbara chick is trying to counsel her, and Dorinda says, you just need to stay out of it. This is none of your business. But Bethany can counsel her. And so Barbara is all pissed because... she's being rude to her too.
Yeah. Just think about their names. They have very unusual names. Dorinda, not unusual, but like for their age. Barbara's probably younger than me. I don't know any Barbaras. Luann.
Barb.
Barb.
Luann. Bleh.
I know. Ramona?
Ramona.
Ramona. I mean, it's like just an unusual.
And Sonia.
Well, Sonia's more common. But I knew girls named Sonia, not Sonia. Hmm. But anyway.
You think when I'm 50, people are going to be like, Lindsay?
There'll be a lot of Lindsays.
Nobody knows a young girl named Lindsay.
Yeah, Lindsay's gonna be extinct, just like the head.
I don't know any younger Lindsays for sure.
No, nobody's naming their babies Lindsay.
Man,
that's terrible.
They're gonna let it die, just like Barbara.
Yeah, or Gwen. Well,
people are naming their babies Hazel and stuff.
Yeah. It's making a turn. Emma, Isabel.
Yeah. Bella. Well, so that's all that happened on New York, so you didn't miss much.
Okay. I'm going to watch it, though. That's my favorite.
Yeah, mine too. And Bethany was imitating Ramona with the creepy eyes.
I love the Hamptons vibe. And I don't know why, but it just seems so posh. So different from anything that I've ever known. Like when we went to Lake Placid for our Anytime Fitness conference, that was so foreign to any place I've ever been. It was just, it was so interesting.
Maybe we should go to the Hamptons on a trip.
Well, I don't know what there's to do unless we meet up with Ramona and have a clam bake.
Yeah.
Play tennis. I don't know.
Oh, and then they got in the water in their clothes, of course.
Oh, dang. Ha ha ha. Okay. Well,
speaking of being at the beach house, let's talk about Summer House.
Oh, I love Summer House. I watched that one.
My boyfriend was on.
I don't know why you like him.
I don't know.
Because he's in charge.
I think so.
He's telling her. Carwood's
cocky.
Look.
Yeah.
Everett.
That's an old name.
Yes. And for him to go by it, you know, like, there's no nickname for that.
Evan.
Ev. Well, I have two quotes from the king douche of the house, Jordan. Making out with Danielle in the bed on the 4th of July, and he says, "Well, what's the verdict?" Phenomenal, right? And she says, "The best."
Hopefully he looks better in real life. I'll tell you what my favorite quote was.
It might be mine. I have two.
Jordan said, being with Danielle was like being,
I know, that's what I wrote.
I didn't write it down. What was it?
That she was the rental car.
Yes.
Paige was the Lamborghini.
That's harsh, bruh.
Especially on TV. I mean, he didn't say it in front of anybody, but he did say on the beach that when he was asked, who would you rather? And he said, oh, well, I'll take Paige since she's here. It's like, yeah. She's kind of a little shit, though. She doesn't ever turn him down. She doesn't tell him stop.
No. She's disgusting.
Yeah, he is. So, what else did they do? They had a girls' night, and then they had a boys' night. And the boys are so lame. They don't even know what to do.
I know. They really are. They got to spice it up.
Yeah. They ordered not lobster. What did they have? Clams?
Sushi. Oh, I don't know. Oysters?
I think they had clams. And then all toasted each other with like a glass of wine. And I was like, how gay? I don't know. And then they were all late to get there. And Danielle missed the train. And so she sneaks in. And is in the house getting dressed to go meet the girls. And they don't even know she's there. And they're talking about Paige. Yeah.
They're not talking about Paige. They're talking about her.
Oh, well, I think they were talking about Paige, too. But
they're talking about her.
No, because Jordan was showing his text of Paige, of him and Paige, all on his phone, and they were all like on the couch.
Yeah,
phone. That was with Paige.
Yeah, but then it was about her. When they were showing her, they were talking about her, the editing.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so, and then the girls are all out, and I guess it was kind of boring after that.
Yeah, it was very boring. I think Amanda and Kyle are like the epitome of not like wanting to be in a relationship. Like, they make it seem so miserable.
I mean, first of all, if you're in a relationship, why would you go spend the summer with a bunch of single people?
Yeah.
And so then you got to be like the old married couple in the house.
Yeah, who's like, y'all are too loud.
Yeah, be quiet. Or, and then, you know, he wants to, you know, stay up and drink. And she's like, no, I want to go to bed. And
yeah, and her boobs are just so saggy.
Unless you're single, you should never go. Well, I'm not going to say anything about that, but I think she's bad posture because of her boobs. If she stood up straight, it would be better.
Maybe that's why.
But she doesn't have any children, so look out.
Look out, bro. Those things are going way down.
They're
going
to be tall. So, anyhow, I still like that. I like them a lot. I like the new additions.
Yeah, they didn't have anything from the Jersey Shore girl.
Well, they did play tennis, and they've always got to have her talking about her tennis.
Yeah.
Kicking their butt.
And how about all of them being like, Paige is so cute. Look at Paige.
Yeah.
Oh, she missed the ball. I was like, God.
I know. How much more can I? Well, she's the cutest. She might not be able to hit the ball, but she looks the best. And it's like,
do they have that little action in their life that's the only girl that they like? Have they ever seen a girl or what? I mean,
she's cute, but she is totally flat chested. I mean, I don't know. You know, some guys don't care, but I mean, she.
That's definitely not. That's not a necessity anymore.
Oh, but I mean, I think the boys have more boobs than her. But anyway,
she that's looks why like Lindsay a had fashion to get her model.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of what she does. Does she like wear clothes for
I think so.
A magazine or something?
Like, she's kind of influencer, kind of something.
Yeah.
She works for that magazine, though, yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's kind of surprising that Lindsay got a boob job. I think hers looked terrible.
Her boobs?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're about 6 inches apart.
Oh, true. I bet Dr. Dubrow would be able to fix that.
They don't look anything. They don't look good at all. She should have just kept no boobs.
Hmm. I do like her hair, though.
Just saying. Yeah. I think no boobs is better than bad fake boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And then you can wear those low-cut shirts and just be like.
Or just a racer back spaghetti top, spaghetti strap top. Yeah. I mean, how awesome.
Or no back or low side boob. Yeah. You have no boobs. Or
anything.
Yeah, man. She still does that, I guess.
Yeah, but they just kind of stand up like too hard.
Tennis balls.
Yeah.
Like whenever you used to stuff your bra when you were little.
I never did that.
Oh, I used to do that.
Yeah, you used to get those Victoria's Secret bras that had like an inch and a half padding on either side.
No, I didn't. You wouldn't let me get those.
You did have something like that.
No,
because they would
didn't.
Come out in the washer. Maybe
no,
that was
I
your
did
bathing
not.
Suit. Maybe that was a bathing suit.
You wouldn't let me get those bras.
Little hussy?
Well, did you watch Vanderpump?
Yeah, I got Vanderpump. I got Vanderpump and Beverly Hills.
So they went all the way to get the enchiladas.
Yes. And she had Adam stay.
How weird.
Yes. And he seems like he's just so simple. Like.
Well, duh. To like be with that.
Sheena's just whipping his little whipping dog.
But you gotta remember also, they're not actually going to hang out with her. They're going to film the show. So it's like, if he's there, they're like, okay, this is another person. It's not like they're actually having a girls' night where they like.
And
watch
as
movies.
Much as they complain about having to go to wherever she lives, I mean, I don't actually know how far of a drive that is. I've been to Marina Del Rey, but I don't know.
It's a wonderful song.
Sing a little tune.
And Marina Del Rey. That's the only part I know.
Is it not a Keith Whitley song? It's a country song, right?
I'm pretty sure it's a George Strait song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I couldn't tell from that little piece.
All I know is when it says, and Marina Del Rey.
Okay, well, from that meeting at Sheena's home, mm-hmm. Kristen decides she's got to have it out with Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. And
she goes to Sir because she knows Lisa's going to be there with this crazy outfit where all her
boobs. Yeah, speaking of low-cut boobs.
Her boobs are out. Her butt is out because it looks like she's wearing a diaper. I don't know what that thing was. And
I think I have something big to say.
Oh, okay.
I think rompers and jumpers gotta go.
I agree. First of all,
I don't think it's good on anybody. Yeah. It's 2018 style fad. It's gotta go.
And you can't go to the bathroom in it. So why would you ever try to wear that?
It's hard.
Yeah. You had one?
Yeah, I've worn one. But yeah, so then Vanderpump grants her permission to say, if Tom wants you there, I guess it's okay.
Yeah. And then she leans over to kiss her on either side of the cheek. And Lisa's so bitchy. She's like, oh, you stepped on my butt. It's like,
yeah.
He just thinks she's God.
I know.
And Kristen's all like leaning over, her boobs all in her face. That was awkward.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
Yeah. They were like, we need something for the show. Anybody?
How about, speaking of dresses, how about Lala is wearing J-Lo's dress?
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, at the brunch.
Was that the very end?
Yeah, when Lala is telling everybody off because her dad died. It's like, okay.
Oh, I must have fallen asleep. I think I fell asleep.
Oh, well, I don't understand what this deal is. What's the transvestite's name? Billy. Right? Billy. Mm-hmm. Billy has a brunch. It's called Billy's Brunch. So it's like this event she has at
Sir. Yeah. But like when James had his DJing thing, I guess. Yeah.
But why doesn't Sheena have an event or Katie or
I don't know.
Anyway, Billy has a brunch. So Billy has asked James to DJ and Lisa approves it. So James and
Kelly, what's her name?
Katie.
Katie, yeah, I was mad.
Yeah, of course. So Lala is hostessing and she walks up and she has on, do you know which dress I'm talking about? That green one? That yeah. J-Lo wore at some Grammys or something when she was dating P. Diddy.
Yes. Infamous.
Yes. That's the dress J-Lo has on. I mean, Lala has on. Well, Lala comes in and James is DJing or something. She walks in furious for some reason. She goes up to Raquel and starts putting her finger in Raquel's face and you this and you that. And Raquel's like, I don't know. And Raquel's trying to stand up for herself as best as she can, bless her heart. And yeah. So James comes out from behind the DJ booth and he really was controlled. But he said, you can't go around talking to her that way. You are so mean. You are way off, whatever. And so she tells him a bunch of raunchy stuff. Like, yeah, the day you fuck, la, la, la. That was the best day of your life. And he's like, okay, you're impossible. And she goes, my dad died. You don't understand, you know, with all that. So then he gets up. Lala walks. And she's still yelling at Raquel or somebody. And so Billy comes over and says, you cannot behave like this here. This is my brunch. You're supposed to be working. You've got to go. And so she starts telling off Billy. And Billy's like, you are not going to behave like this in the hostess station at my brunch. And so anyway, So then, you know, the little confessional thing, James says, do you think if James would have been throwing a tantrum at the hostess station at an event at Sir that he would have gotten fired? Yes, it happened, but Lala's not going to get in trouble at all. So anyway,
mm-hmm.
But they mentioned her dress and she said, this is J-Lo's effing dress. And blah, blah. Anyway,
it was actually J-Lo's dress.
No, it was just a copy, but oh. Anyway.
Sounds like I didn't miss much.
That was at the end. Yes. And Katie got involved and Katie's trying to calm her down and, you know, it's just like they have nothing. I don't know. It's just a big fight.
I can't wait for them to go to Mexico so we actually can see something.
Yeah. Well, I have one more thing. Did you see? Now, this was at the beginning before they went to Marina Del Rey. Stassi had Stassi. Stassi had her boyfriend. You had a friend named Stassi. That's why I say that.
Yeah, but her name is Stassi.
Okay, got it. She has her boyfriend decorating this bottle of liquor.
Yeah, I saw that.
Christina, did you see how dirty he looks? He looks like he's in the shower at all times.
It's part of the grunge vibe.
I don't like it. It doesn't look good on him. Anyway, no. she can't write a book. So she's on the phone with her editor begging.
Yeah, she got the extension.
I mean, how do you write a book? She didn't even go to college. How do you even know how to write a book?
Yeah, I don't know. They must say, like, okay, write a paragraph about whenever
Write an outline and we'll fill it in.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
And then, oh, I have one little thing from, they haven't been showing Brittany and Jax very much, but they did show
Thank
them.
Thank God. They're the worst part.
She's planning her wedding and they're going to have a baked potato bar.
Yeah. I thought Jax was actually pretty funny about that.
I did too.
He was like, I guess I'll have to start. I'll work this wedding so I can make money.
Yeah. I'll wait tables so I can pay for it.
Yeah. And she's like, Jax, it's part of the price. It's $8,000 and part of it. It's part of the price. I'm like, how hillbilly can we get? I know she's not that uneducated. Well, I guess maybe
she is. Yes,
she
is.
She's been on TV for like 3 years now. Colton fixed his lisp. She can't fix that accent.
You can take the girl out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the girl.
Yeah. Got it? Yeah. Well, did you watch Beverly Hills?
I did. I must have watched everything but New York because I do have. Let's see. My first note says, I'm going to start watching this show with a drink. And every time they say Charlie Sheen, I'm going to take a drink. Because they talk about him nonstop.
Well, that's her only claim to fame, right?
I guess.
Anyway. That's fun. We should make a YouTube video of that. You'd be drunk super fast.
Two drinks.
You don't drink enough.
I don't drink at all. And I never was that good of a drinker when I did drink.
Well, what are they calling it? Lucy? They kept saying something.
About the dog.
They're calling it something like College Gate.
Yes, it's Lucy. Oh, man. I didn't write it down, but I know what you're talking about.
Well.
Lucy Liu. Something like that.
I do think that it is, at first I was like, are we really arguing about this dog? But it really is a great storyline so far.
It is, because it's not about the dog.
No, it's about how Vanderpump puts Dorit in her place.
Uh-huh. She puts Dorit in her place.
And then pits everybody against each other.
And doesn't have to do the dirty work.
I know, it's a genius.
It's genius. And I, did I mention this on the last podcast that I listened to Brandy Glanville?
Yeah, and say that she's done this to everybody.
She's done this to everybody when Brandy blurted out on national TV that Adrian Maloof had a surrogate. Anyway, she said Lisa's the one who put her up to that. And she said she's too stupid to even know the difference till after.
It's because Lisa wants to stay on top, right?
Yeah, because Lisa doesn't want to be the gossip. It's like Lisa. So then Lisa can stand back and say, oh, my, really? Yeah.
Hmm. But I'm saying, why does she want those secrets to be out anyways?
Oh, so she can, yeah, so she can, so everybody can look bad.
Hmm. She's on the same level as Kris Kardashian here.
Yeah, I think so. She's manipulative and sneaky and gets her way.
Working the system, ladies.
Yep. Yep. Mastermind. She is the mastermind. Just like she's working Tom. I mean, did you see they're testing drinks or something for the opening night, and the bartenders are back there, and they're, you know, well, this is how you make this, and how you make the whole time Lisa and her daughter are the ones that are like in charge. I mean, it's like,
yeah,
Tom can think that they're doing something, but they're not.
No, their name is on it and their face is on it
because Pandora is there all the time. Every yeah. time you show that bar, she's the one that's there.
Yeah, Pandora. It's a Pandora's store.
Yeah, it's her bar. But yeah, you name a bar Pandora and nobody's gonna go.
Yeah, exactly. It's not connected to the show.
Yeah. So,
well, I have something else to say.
Okay.
Camille, is she on the show or no?
That's what I keep saying. Why they keep having her on there?
And I remember, so she's talking to Lisa Rinna about when Lisa Vanderpump did the same thing to her. And I remember that whenever she said that the Big Mouth girl's husband beat her.
Yeah.
And yep. Lisa's the one that told her that. Taylor.
Yep. Yep. So that she could say it on TV.
Yep.
Yeah. Lisa's got a lot of, they're on to her. And the text messages that she printed out.
Yeah.
She was showing them.
How do you print out? My question was, how do you print out text messages?
I think you screenshot it. You make a screenshot and then you save it in your pictures and then you print.
Oh. Hmm.
Right? I think that's how you would do it.
I guess. Sounds like you could easily doctor that.
Well, what Teddy says she did was she left out about half of it because she was talking back and forth with the guys at the dog house, at the dog pound, whatever, and all of those messages were left off.
Yeah. Well, I loved Teddy's trail ride therapy.
How stupid is that? She can only get a therapist to come when she's outdoors.
Is that what she said? I thought she said just yes. When it was convenient.
Anytime I'm outdoors is when I'm most likely to feel comfortable enough to just spew out my feelings.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I thought she said she just comes wherever you want.
Well, and that's where she wants. She wants to be outdoors. Oh. That's her place.
Well, I was like, that's an ingenious business idea. Personal training therapy.
Yeah.
Like,
but real... I don't think it was personal training though.
She just was outside. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah. No, she just went to meet her because that's how she does it. She comes to you.
Hmm.
Which that's a genius too. Like if you know you have to get off of work to go, you know,
yeah,
pour your guts out to your therapist, you know, it'd be easier if she came to meet you.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Then everybody would know what you're doing. I don't know.
Well, not if you just go hike on a trail.
True.
Hmm.
Or if she came to your house. That would be great for everything, actually. You wouldn't have to go get a massage. The massage comes to you. How about a manicure? You wouldn't have to go sit in that place.
Yeah, they'd but...
come to you.
I guess they would bring all the tools.
Well, all they have is their little
But how do you, they do doodle, a pedicure.
Their little doodle bag. Oh. Well, yeah, that would be different. But they could bring a bucket.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
Well, my masseuse already said that she would come to my bachelorette party.
Man, that would be great. I'm going to go to that, too.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'll let you know in 10 years.
Well, you start working on that. Let's see. Oh, how about Dorit's bathing suit body? She looked better.
I was like, damn.
She looked better than the freaking model. You got to hand it to her.
Yeah, and she took off that curly toupee, so she looked good. She had the slick ponytail.
Yeah. She is pretty. I think she's got a unique look.
Yeah,
I
mean, she is pretty.
She's just fake. She's fake as heck.
Yeah. Yeah. But Erica Jane there as like the artistic director.
Yes.
She said, we're selling boobs and ass.
No Girl Scout cookies. What did she say? We're not baking cookies here.
Yeah, we're selling boobs and ass. I was like, wow, put it to me lightly. Jeez.
I know, right?
But yeah, they looked good.
Yeah, and then, okay, so next week we're going to get to see Denise. What's wrong with her face? Does she have Michael Jackson disease? Like, it looks like she's got, like, dark fox shadow.
I think she has a bad spray tan and bad Botox.
I think she's
injected herself so much she looks like she has a palsy. One of her sides of her face doesn't move.
I think you're right. And why does that guy want to get married so fast? I know we talked about this, but I'm still...
So that he can be on the show.
Yeah, he's got some motives. But...
Because they probably don't have a prenup, and he's poor. He's Dirty John.
I think you're right. And how about all the talk about his penis?
Yeah, how weird. But I did think it was funny how, like, Kyle and Lisa were, like, making fun of her.
Yeah. Well, she was obviously drunk or high or both. Denise was.
Yeah.
And, yeah. She's got a lot of class. That's all I can say.
Yeah. She's adding nothing to the show.
No. But she's getting married next week, so we'll watch that.
Yeah. Money can't buy you class.
Exactly. Well... Let's see.
Did you watch Project Runway?
Did they have a new one? We watched the only one they had, right? And we talked about it.
It played today.
Oh, it plays tonight. Yeah, it's Thursday night.
I watched it, though.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't. We went to eat.
Well, they have alien prosthetics, and it sounds really weird. So they, like, put, like, some of them had, like, weird-looking shoulder horns, and they put them in teams.
Oh.
And then one of them had, so like stage makeup looking things, you know, like they do on the movies. And then one of them had like these, like this neck, like around their neck, they had like these like sucker looking things. Like they were like a octopus or whatever. I don't know. So they had different things. One of them had like this back thing. One of them had chest things. And so their team, there was three people in a team, and all three of their girls looked like the same alien, and then they had to create a look that was cohesive, all three of them, that went with their alien body.
Wow, that's interesting.
And so, yeah, the ones that won had, like, the neck thing, and they just did, like, I wouldn't have never, if I saw that neck thing, like, they looked like avatars. Like, it was, like, weird things. They made it look so cool and chic. Like, it looked like they had this big collar on all of their costumes or all of their outfits.
Well, that's cool. I can't wait to watch.
Yeah, it was really good. Well, I missed, it was an hour and a half. I missed the first 45 minutes, and I just watched the end, and I was like, well, that was enough. Good job.
Oh yeah, you don't have to watch all the
No, there's no drama. Well, there was drama because they were in teams, but I don't really care.
Oh yeah, well, good.
But that was different. I was like, man, they haven't done that before.
Yeah, that was different.
I always love when they make clothes out of trash, though.
Yeah, that's my favorite. Or, like, they go to a party store, like, paper plates and balloons.
Yeah.
And they have to make clothes out of that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that too, because that takes so much thought and creativity.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anything else?
I'm obsessed with some things.
Me too. I have one thing that I'm not obsessed with it, but it was something I learned new this week.
What?
Called Generation E. And where I saw it, they were saying that Generation E was the entitled generation, which is like the kids of today, like the generation after the millennials.
Okay.
But I did some further research, and Gen E actually comes from the wave of European high school and college graduates, young people who are exiting Europe because of the climate, the political climate, the economic climate. Hmm. And so
where are they going? What
they are going to, let's see, I wrote it down. They are going to South Africa, Australia, and the United States.
Huh.
They are exiting Europe.
That's so it's like 18-year-olds?
Yes, like the young professionals, like the young people that are just getting out on their own. They're old enough to leave the nest. They're leaving the country.
Wow.
Or the continent, actually. They're leaving Spain, Italy, Portugal, and England in droves.
Huh, who knew?
Yeah, so I thought, well, that makes a little more sense than Gen E, than entitled. I mean, we all know they're entitled, but
yeah, because that's probably the millennials too. That's what I was thinking. It's like the same.
Yeah.
It's the same generation.
Kids just getting out of college. I mean, I guess maybe you could say 15-year-olds or Gen E. I don't know. But I think 15-year-olds in your generation were entitled also. I don't think it changed.
No. And it's all the parents' faults if they're entitled.
They are. It is. Should have been so much more strict.
Should have made them start cutting the grass and stuff.
Yeah. Clean your room. Cook your own dinner.
Clean my room? I did clean my room.
Well, I have to say your room was cleaner than how you live now, but...
Hey.
I guess that's because I fussed at you.
I'm clean now.
Oh, okay. You just have too much stuff.
Yeah, and not enough room.
Yeah, you need more room.
Well, I can tell you I'm obsessed. Well, I don't know if I'm obsessed with this either, but I've been doing some swiping on Bumble lately. And I saw somebody that goes to our gym.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is it somebody I know?
No.
Oh, okay.
So I had to just swipe left real quick on that one.
Hmm. So how does that work? So did he see you first?
Anybody can see anybody. It doesn't matter if they see you first. It's like imagine going on Instagram and you're just scrolling through the explore page. That's what it's like. And then you can like it or not like it. It's exactly like Instagram.
Oh, I thought, and maybe there's another one like this, where the only time you see a guy is if he picks you first.
No, the only time he can message me is if I like him first.
Okay.
That's why Bumble is supposed to be better, because the girls get to decide.
I see.
So, like, if I liked him, I could like his picture. But if he doesn't like my picture back, then I still can't message him.
I see.
So, I've been doing some swiping, and all I have to say is chances are if they put 5'7" as their height, they're probably 5'5".
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, I would say out of 10 swipes, I probably swipe 9 left and 1 right.
And was he more than 5'7"?
The person I know?
The one you swiped, right.
Oh, yeah, more than 5'7". they have to say at least 6 foot on there because then they could be 5'9". So.
How do you trust the picture?
Well, because there's like 3 or 4 pictures. And there's like a verification thing that you have to do. I don't remember what. I did it on mine. You have to like prove that it's you. I don't remember how you did it, but.
Oh,
good. It is pretty entertaining, like to mindlessly just like look through it and just like swipe, 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 swipe. But I matched with somebody and his name is Leif.
Oh, awesome. Leif Garrett.
L-I-E-F.
That's a real name. It's a there was a it's Scandinavian, I think, like Norwegian or Dutch.
Well, maybe he's Dutch.
That's a real name. And when I was a teenager, there was a heartthrob, like a teeny bopper star named Leif Garrett. And he was really cute.
That sounds like Smith Jared.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good name.
He kind of looked like him, too. He had blonde, like, long hair, like, you know. Yeah.
So that's I should name my kid Smith.
That's a real name. Yeah. Smith. Unless you marry somebody named Smith, then you'd be Smith Smith.
That was his name.
No, his name was something.
Jared.
Something like that, yeah.
It was two names. That's funny.
For those of you that don't know, we are referencing a person on Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Only one of the greatest shows ever.
Which I did not let my daughter watch in its first run. She has caught up on reruns. Person, I know people think I've been too lackadaisical letting you watch The Bachelor and everything else.
Yeah. Hey, I turned out all right.
Yeah, people want to judge. I was a good parent.
Or you gauged what kind of kid you had really well.
Well, really? I mean, you were like me. I mean, I could have watched that stuff when I was 13.
So. Could have been a porn star.
Yeah.
I still could. Well.
Go for it.
Hey, you can be famous doing that. You can make a lot of money.
So when are you and Leif going out?
We only matched, so.
Lindsay and Leif. That kind of sounds good.
Yeah. I don't think I can ever see myself going out with somebody I meet on there. I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll never say never, but I really doubt it.
Why?
Because I'm really scared of getting kidnapped.
Well, go to Starbucks and tell me where it is, and I'll go and sit in the corner.
No, that sounds worse than getting kidnapped.
Or no offense. Friends to do it.
I don't know.
Haley would do it.
Yeah. That also sounds
hilarious. I'm going to go sit with Haley.
That sounds the same as if you were to go. If she went, I don't want either of you to go.
Please.
One other thing I'm obsessed with, surprisingly enough, is Logan Paul, infamous YouTuber.
You like him.
I know. I always talk about him.
Yeah.
I think I like him because he's a little bit of like a piece of shit.
I think he sounds like he's a horrible person, but.
Why? What has he done that you think is so terrible?
He made fun of hanging corpses in the forest.
Okay. That was one thing. One thing he did wrong.
I don't know him. I'm just saying.
The reason I like him, yes, that was probably a bad idea, but he's not afraid to do anything. Like, I feel like in this time and culture and everything, it's like, oh, don't do that. Oh, don't do that. And so, yeah, that was probably a little too far. That's like universally insulting to make fun of a hanging person. But like, he does a lot of stuff that I think is just, he's just living his life instead of having to be worried about all these people. Like, why doesn't everybody just live their life? We'll all just live our life. Don't worry about what other people are saying. It's like, if it's, is it hurting you? No.
So, all right.
I'm obsessed with Logan Paul, okay? I may have DM'd him on Instagram and told him if he needed an assistant for the day, I would do it, but he hasn't replied.
He didn't swipe? Dang it.
No, this is on Instagram. Did you know that there is a famous people in Bumble that is called Raya?
Oh, no.
So, like, you have to be verified, like, famous to be on there. And like, Miley Cyrus was on there for a while.
Who decides if you're famous?
The app.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't know how you have to prove. Like, the same way you can get a blue check next to your name on Instagram, like, if you're actually famous.
Oh.
So you have to be famous to get on the app. And then you can swipe to, like, all the single famous people.
Oh. Like, they don't get together anyway.
They don't all get together. All famous people?
I think it's a very incestuous group. They all date each other. They're all like, the same football players. They're all in the same circles. Huh?
There's like millions of famous people. There's football players, basketball players.
Okay, so how many people have dated Katy Perry, John Mayer?
That's the only people we see on the news, but you don't know all those people.
But that's the famous people. That's what I'm saying. It's like, no. They don't have any trouble dating
Logan Paul's on Raya.
Okay, well, he's a different famous. He's probably D-class.
Well, but that's what all kinds of people's on there. So it's not like everybody. It's not like Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, and Jennifer Lopez. It's not those three people. Like, it's a lot of people on there. So they don't all know each other already. Like, Logan Paul could end up matching with, like, Katy Perry.
Okay.
I think it's so fascinating. I wish I could be on there just so I could see, like, who else was on there.
Man. Yeah, that would be good.
Or, like, producers are on there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. But a producer's not famous. He's probably successful and well-known in his industry, but I wouldn't say that's a famous person.
Okay, well, good thing you don't own Raya.
Yeah,
nobody's allowed. You would only have Brad Pitt, Jennifer Lopez, and Katy Perry.
And John Mayer. He's a good
John Mayer, yeah. Taylor Swift. Those four people could be on Raya.
Yeah, and they all just date each other. Throw in Orlando Bloom, and you got a deal.
That is true. Just
make the rounds.
I think those are the people that we just see on E! News because they, like, go out and stuff.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Did you know that Wade Robson dated Britney Spears?
I knew that after I watched the documentary.
Yeah. And then they said it's come full circle because now the Broadway production of Michael Jackson's life or whatever and his music is now being scratched because of the documentary of Neverland, and they're replacing it with Britney Spears.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's very weird, but anyway, disturbing little documentary, by the way.
Isn't it amazing how Britney Spears is even a famous singer? She can't sing to save her life.
She was totally produced and created, and all she had the face and a body.
That's amazing.
Yeah, because you have a face and a body, and you can dance. Thank you. You dance better than her.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Look at that.
Was that good?
That was great. Baby.
Yeah.
She was a product for sure.
But Justin Timberlake can actually sing.
Yeah, and so could Christina Aguilera.
Oh, yeah, and that's why she hated Britney Spears.
Yeah, because Britney couldn't sing. She was more famous.
Yeah.
But Christina was ugly.
And gross.
Yeah.
Her producers didn't produce very well. They should have tried to tame her or something.
Yeah.
Well, I think they wanted her not to be like Britney Spears.
Yeah, I don't know. But so anyway, I didn't know that until I heard that. Where do we hear that if we both heard it?
I think it was on Heather McDonald's podcast.
When they were talking about the documentary, yeah.
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 Heather McDonald and Chris Frangiola were talking about Kidnapped in Plain Sight or whatever.
Yes.
That was so funny.
But you didn't even see it. It was really funny what they were talking about. I mean, it's like Chris Frangiola said, well, you know, Michael Jackson's Michael Jackson. He's famous. This guy's like a nobody from down the street. What kind of, you know, crazy person just does what he says?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was very disturbing. Those people were just literally insane and dumb.
Well.
So, anyway, good documentary to watch on Netflix if you haven't.
Well, I think we better cut it off because we're already talked for 55 minutes.
Okay.
How do we have so much to say?
I don't know. Just so much to say.
I hope our one listener can last 55 minutes.
Well, I'll ask. I know her.
She's our super fan. Shout out. Shout out to the super fans out there.
And any other fan who would like to jump on board, please welcome.
Subscribe, share, and like.
Yes.
Night-night. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Do you want to tell them your Instagram?
Yes, it is Taraha Home.
And you post photos of home stuff because you're a home person?
I do. I like decorating. I like vintage and antiques. I like
all right.
Houses. Yeah.
Got it. And mine's my name. And I like to post mostly makeup stuff and a little bit of lifestyle and you know, that's it.
It's Lindsay R.
Yeah, that's my name. Lindsay R. Traha. Because some chick who literally never gets on Instagram has my name and I've asked her to give it to me and she doesn't even get on to read the message.
Gosh, that's rude.
I know. I'm going to get it one of these days. She's like a mom. I'm like, you don't need this.
Moms don't need Instagram.
I mean, no, not unless you're trying to use it for real. Okay. When the moms get on Instagram is when we got to find the next app.
Okay. I'm down. Okay. Night-night.
All right. Bye.
Bye.